Alison will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
There seem to have been some unusual problems facing the Norwich area this week. A storm damaged the Winter Wonderland at the Norfolk Showground. The horrific stench from a sewage treatment plant is being addressed, and bone snatchers have been seizing mammoth fossils. However, there was no gloom at Carrow Road as Norwich City gained a well-earned draw at West Brom on Saturday and then scored 6 at home on Tuesday. We will have reports on both matches, but Phil will start with news of Storm Bert, which hit Norwich last week.
Winter Wonderland suffered thousands of pounds of damage as Storm Bert battered Norfolk with heavy winds. The extreme weather conditions forced the Christmas attraction at the Norfolk Showground to close. Meanwhile, a government organisation has issued an alert to check on the elderly and vulnerable in the wake of Storm Bert. After strong winds and heavy rainfall hit the county, Norfolk County Council Trading Standards called on people to check the properties of their elderly and vulnerable neighbours and loved ones for damages. The organisation said it was also worth reminding them to be cautious of traders going door to door offering to undertake garden and building maintenance.
A sewage treatment plant near Norwich has undergone some upgrades, which should help stop a horrific pong from the site afflicting locals. Whitlingham Anglian Water Sewage Treatment Works replaced old machinery with bigger pumps and new equipment during the summer. While the work was being carried out, the plant used temporary solutions, which caused an increase in the stench reaching local folk. People living near the Anglian Water-owned site got so fed up with the stench coming from the sewage plant that they complained to Norwich North MP Alice MacDonald. After visiting the site to look at the upgrade, she said, "The work is part of a £26 million investment to upgrade Anglian water services across the city, which will include works to storm overflows, sewer flooding and algae in rivers."
Bone snatchers have taken mammoth fossils from an amateur excavation site beneath the cliffs of a seaside village under the cover of night. Amateur paleontologists who've been uncovering the remains of a steppe mammoth at the site at West Runton have described how a gang of fossil hunters has been coming under the cover of night to ransack the site of its remaining bones. John Claydon, one of the men who made the initial find in October, said, "They have taken them from the cliff, probably to sell them. They have wrecked the site. We now cannot piece the bones that we have back together."
Johannes Hoff-Thorup likened Norwich's pre-international downturn to more headwinds than a full-on howling gale, the inference being that there was no need to search for the panic button at Colney despite a trio of championship defeats. Although he joked after this hard-fought draw, that should be upgraded to a storm of adversity. Plenty of circumstantial evidence in the number of key senior personnel unavailable through injury or suspension, and the sense the understudies were not ready to step up at Sheffield Wednesday or at home to Bristol City after the wheels came off late at Cardiff. But against a West Brom side unbeaten in 7 and with more players missing, not less, when the team news dropped, this represented a solid point. Particularly after a seesaw opening period that saw the Canaries fall behind, get back on level terms and then in front, only to be pegged back again by Josh Marger in a frenetic first half. The punches from both protagonists lacked the same venom after the break in the driving rain, but Norwich still fashioned enough chances on the counter to have delivered a win for those 2,500 strong travelling supporters. But with players to return in the games ahead, this display should rekindle the flame that had started to flicker.
Norwich City got back to winning ways in emphatic fashion, beating Plymouth Argyle 6-1 at Carrow Road. Goals from Borges Sainz, Shane Duffy, Anis Ben Slimane and Ante Cranach earned the Canaries their first win in 8 games. Cranach produced the perfect riposte to question marks over his ability to fill in for Josh Sargent with an impressive individual performance. The Polish youth international had been the subject of criticism after a no-show against West Brom, but showed his quality in City's comfortable victory over Wayne Rooney's side. Cranach was gift-wrapped the 6th goal, with Slimane and Duffy on target. Sainz netting his second hat-trick of the championship campaign. That's it.